Blog Talk Radio.
Away, away, away.
thoughts in my head be fizzling clearer. I traveled 70 days. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my feathers. Thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. To write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
And you know you can't. keep me from letting you know what's on my mind. And that's just the way I run down the line.
Down the line.
You know, food flavor, I have to get with this. Work your body out, it's time for physical business. And rap and rap, cause we sweat till the break of dawn. Cause Mike is torn until the early morn.
On. Flavor.
Yes, y'all.
Yeah. This is Chuck, Charles, Charlie. And I was just sitting here, sucking my finger and shit, and not doing nothing, not doing my sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there. What the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry and spoken word, where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut shit, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, and expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry. So I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Epiphany Radio. The Formula fucking entertainment network and shit.
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's it's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Try to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. Like I want you. You. Even if it's
Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, offering you quality, laced, poetically based shows 7 days a week. This is your poetry. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Offering you quality, laced, poetically based shows 7 days a week. This is your poetry outlet, your universe for poetry. What you waiting for? The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Call in, press 1 to be heard, or just simply listen in. This is the For Real Entertainment Network. Network.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Take your son.
Hey, what it do, what it do, what it do. Welcome to the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. This is your boy, For Real, and I'm up in here chilling with you guys tonight at the cafe. Hey, I'm looking forward to some outstanding writings tonight, y'all, some poetry. We're going to get it in with some picking up your pens, and we're going to do that early tonight, y'all. We're going to do that early tonight. But first, let me bring in my co-assistant, my bandmate, Miss Perla Negras, y'all. Perla Negra.
Wrong person. You got Tila Shell.
I sure did that. Hey,
oh.
Miss Perla Negra.
I was talking to her.
Yeah. Well, Lachelle had your back. Lachelle had your back.
I know she did. She always do. She always do.
Y'all,
thank you, Miss T. Miss T, you might as well hold on right there, like, while we got you right there.
I'm
a new Epiphany Radio member. I put on a spot like that. That gave me some laughter. No, I'm going to sit you back on the back. But, thank you for coming, love.
Thank you. I'm here, though.
Don't abandon us.
Right.
Don't go.
For real,
though. Ran for her life. All right, see, I'll bring you back in a little later, baby.
What do you mean?
That was. What she mean? Wait a minute. Was she what? What? T got me confused. Hey, everybody, that was Tila Shell, promoter of the year, promoter extraordinaire. But we got Miss Pearly right here. Miss Pearly, how you doing?
I'm doing much better than what I was, and I'm grateful for it. How you doing, For Real?
I'm doing okay, darling. I'm just hanging in there the best I can. Y'all done brought me out of retirement and whatnot. So, and it feels good. It does feel good. I miss being here. I miss creating with the people, with the callers, with the family, creating poetry. And that's what we do here.
Oh, yeah.
At the Soul Cafe, we delve into each other's writing. You know, we get to share a bit of each other's minds here for those that don't know. It's a little bit more than just the music, you know, which I love, some neo-soul. But we write to it. We, you know, some are inspired by visuals. I happen to be inspired by music and vibration. I'm an emotional writer. So anything that touches me, if I feel it, I like to think that I can write it. One other thing I want to discuss tonight, that happens to have something slightly to do with that, is being in a slump, having what some call writer's block, whatever you want to call it, whatever. Some believe in it, some don't, whatever. But if you ever find yourself in that, I just want to know different people's takes on that, you know. So we're going to have some discussion as well, okay?
Okay.
Right now, I want to take the time out to a couple of seconds to have a couple of seconds of silence, you know, in behalf of someone I just heard we lost, you know.
Okay.
And that's P&B Rock. I happen to love this young man's music. He had a particular song that my son would just nonstop go around the house just singing this song and playing the song all day long, y'all. All day long, y'all. Till it just set in my mind. And every time I hear the song, I think of my son. I happen to have it as his ringtone when he calls me as well. So it messed me up to hear that we lost this young man today.
Yeah.
You know, killed while in a restaurant, a robbery. And I'm just tired of it, y'all. But anyway, you know, let's do this real quick, y'all.
Shorty, I just wanna love you. I just wanna love you, take it hard and love you, that's just how it feels, yeah. Sorry, I just wanna love you, take your heart and love you, that's just how it feels, that's just how it feels. Sorry, I just wanna love you, take your heart and love you, that's just how. I can show you, media, hey, I'm on you. And I can pull up on you in the daytime, and I can pull up on you in the nighttime. If I ain't got time, I can find time, cause any time is the right time.
Why you always gotta act like that? Why you always be your best like that? Why you always leave fast like that? Just to bring that ass right back. Why you always in your mood like that? Why you always let it rule like that? Why we can't be cool like that?
When you know that shawty, I just wanna love you, take it hard and love you, that's just how it feels, yeah. Sorry, I just wanna love you, take your heart and love you, that's just how it feels, that's just how it feels.
Socks off, P&B. Rest in peace. All right, here we are, here we are. Miss Pearlie.
Yes, I'm here.
What it do, Miss Pearlie? Did you bring your guitar this weekend?
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh. Ooh, you know what? Yeah. What a way to start your Monday off, your week off, with a little bit of Miss Pearly guitar. You added a little extra on that. When you did, it did something to my system, but then you changed it. Oh, I'm glad you did.
You like that?
Because I don't,
did you like that?
I don't have my wash rag near me right now. Yeah. You do. Can you do the wham, wham one more time? Wham, wham.
Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, ooh. Whoa, wait a minute. Don't do that no more. Wah, wah, wah. Don't do the W sound thing no more. Yeah. Ooh, I know if my brother was here, he'd jump across the table right now. Yes. We're waiting on Poetic, y'all. He'll join us in a little while. But right now, you know what? Like I said, I want to discuss some, when your pen's not moving the way you want it to move, writer's block, being in a slump or whatnot. Then I want to let you guys share what you got with you before we get into picking up our pen. We're going to spend just a short period of time on that. But let me bring my brother up here. It goes by the name of Jess J. What's going
What's
on,
good, everybody? What's going on, for real? Not a whole lot, brother.
What a dude, Jay.
Everything, man. This is everything for me.
Hey, man, you were chosen to get thrown under the bus this evening.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard what
I've won everything now.
Yeah. Got to put you out there, bro. Got to put you out there. We've been discussing many different, facets of writing, poetry itself, what inspires us. Just wanted to talk to you, man. And I would talk, if you don't mind me sharing, a little bit of our conversation concerning being in a slump.
Yes, sir.
You want to share a little bit of how you've been feeling or being in a slump? Could you mind, talking to us for a little bit?
Yeah, man, it's crazy, dude. When I was doing it and I was watching myself moving up level by level, man, I was like, anybody can do this. You know what I'm saying? And it went on for a prolonged period of time. And then it had got to a point where I didn't want to hear any poetry. I didn't want to be around any poetry. And I got a little bit of hangover with that right now. I have been writing. It's been more concise, man. And what I'm hoping is going on is that I'm becoming a different type of poet. And if I'd have kept mingling the two, then it wasn't going to work. So now I didn't start it off writing again. But it's a real slow process, bro. Real slow process.
I hear what you're saying. I think a lot of times we try to write against our will. There's much to always write about. But as an individual, as individual writers, it's distractions. It's also changing of your level or leveling up, and we don't understand that. Change. We all elevate. We all evolve with our pens. There's some things that distract us that can slow our pens down. There's some things, a lot of things. There's ego. There's your reasoning for writing. I think a lot of us forget what brought us to poetry's altar. To some of us, it could have been pain. Could have been
and you know what's funny that you said ego, bro, because I didn't think it was that, but I'm definitely thinking it's that now. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it was coming too easy. You know what I'm saying? And also my reason for writing, like you said, all of that, bro.
And then, of course, we forget about this as well. And it's a thing called burnout.
Mm-hmm.
When you're involving yourself so much in it, just like you said, it comes easy. So let me write 100 pieces. Let me write 100 pieces tomorrow, too. Let me write another 100 pieces the next day. It's burnout. It's simple. It's burnout. I don't like to write force. I don't like to force my writing. I like it to come to me. And why I say ego, This is what I mean by ego. When you don't write with what you two writing, being truthful with yourself, unguarded, when you're writing to get rid of the pain, when you're writing to get, you know, get that expression, when you want to express something so bad, and you know, what can mess that up is writing for hand claps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can the both of you follow me?
Yep.
When we drop our pen and we leave away from writing with the roots, when it came from the roots, when it came from our soul, our spirit, when it came from those places, give me 1 minute, y'all. I'm sorry about that. I find that, and I'm looking at myself with that, and I'm going to tell you why. A lot of times, it's expectations. I think that when I get on the mic, people expect this profound, you know, I think people expect a lot of out of my pen, out of me as a poet. So sometimes in writing, instead of just writing how I'm feeling and getting down like that, which I do most of the time, but sometimes I think that the audience expects me to come with this top hit, this whimsical, this piece of,
I know,
you
I
know,
do.
Ooh, ah. You know, see, that's what I'm saying. You know, so that messes me up a little bit because that's not me.
I know.
That's not me.
Now I do.
But I think, but I think that sometimes, and I think that sometimes we will attempt to write hand clap moments in our pieces, embellishing our piece here, there, for the purpose of the hand clap, for the purpose of the finger snap, for the purpose of the ooh, ooh, ah, did he say that shit right there?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that can mess you up when it comes to your writing, when you just want to write something from your heart, from your soul, from your spirit. I don't know what you guys think about that. I need to hear from Miss Pearlie.
Absolutely. The ego is what drives us, first and foremost. And it is what pushes us to have expectations, to look forward to things, and sometimes we can allow it to have complete control, and that's where disappointments come in yourself and in others because of the expectations. And as far as people expecting you to come out with some other, you know, you have this big personality in your poetry, and this is what we look forward to because this is what you give us. It doesn't matter what you do, you are an entertainer, and this is what we look forward to. But what people don't understand is we don't always have that mindset as poets. Sometimes we just want to jot a couple things down that come to mind, and we're not always ready to throw ourselves out there like that. We've given some dynamic performances, all of us, but
right,
it's not always like that. That's not always where we're coming from. And sometimes we as artists feel that pressure to put ourselves out there like that, even though we're not in that frame of mind all the time. And it's a lot to live up to sometimes, because there have been times where we have set the bar extremely high, you know. So I get what you're saying. And as far as I don't remember the words you used, but you can become overwhelmed. You can get drained from trying to keep up with that image, not the image that you put out there, but the image that people have of you in their mind, how you made them feel in their heart. So now they're expecting this. You know, and it's not easy to deal with. Sometimes you just want to fall back. But there's
it limits you
I don't
too.
Think it's Yeah, it does limit you. I don't think there's such a thing. I don't believe in writer's block because we always have something to say. It's just a matter of what we want to say or whether or not we want to put it out there that prevents us from putting pen to paper sometimes. It can drain you. It can make you extremely tired, exhaust you to where you just don't want to write. You don't want to do nothing. Like, you know what?
Get it away from me.
Yeah, it's not a block. You want to take some time. You need rest, mentally, physically, spiritually, all of that, because that's where poetry comes from. It comes straight from the heart, and the heart is connected to all of that. That's right.
So, Just Jay, your thoughts?
Man, it limits the hell out of you. One style that once you get the hang of doing poetry, one style that folks do not want to see you want to do is plain. You might want to do something plain, but it talks about something.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. That is a style. Plain is a style, you know.
mm-hmm.
But that's a style that you can't use. That's why I say it limits you. And like Pharrell was saying, you know, we start writing the peaks into the what's name, because we envisioning people going, damn, and all the rest of that type of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what to do to make that happen. But, you know, we start getting into a rut when we do that because we can't just go to playing. My thing is I'm about to start sprinkling plain in there. Hey, forget what you think about it.
I like what y'all both saying. This is why I go to Sappy. That's where I'm really at, for real.
Yeah.
Would you consider plain to me? That's what I consider my sappiness. I just want to write something mellow. I just want to, you know, jot down some thoughts, my feelings or whatever, without thinking of anything outside, without putting anything in there for to make somebody say, I'm not, you know, just to write for myself.
Well, I
got to
keep some pieces at home. I said, well, I got to keep some pieces at home.
So now and then, see, now, I'm going to just say this. There used to be other networks I would go to share that side of me, to share those pieces where people really didn't know me, where I get to spit some stuff that I wrote that's with no expectations attached to them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when I feel like being in that mode, I go sappy, and I ask, let's hear some sappiness, y'all. Let's delve into, you know, our spirit, our you know, that side of us that we really don't share often. Okay, I want to thank both of y'all for your responses, and for those who want to take part in the conversation, those who want to spit a piece before we get into our creative part of the show, just simply press 1 to raise your hand so I can get you up in here. And I'm about to do that. Just Jay, you might as well chill,
yes,
bro.
Sir.
You've been kidnapped. All right.
Bro.
So we're going to bring in our first caller. And he goes by the name of Automatic Charismatic. Automatic.
Hey, how's it going, big brother?
How's it going, little brother?
Everything is fine. You know what? I tell you, I always I admire you, man. For, like I said, you know, you grown, you know. And I was just thinking about something you used to do at Luther Vandross. If I could.
What was that?
Remember Luther Vandross, If I Could Live for Christ? You turn into a gospel.
Oh, yeah, I got you. How I Love You So.
Yeah.
What about it?
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. I said, oh, man.
That was such a long time ago. Well, it was a long time ago. And I started out that way. That was one of the first pieces I had done when I got into poetry. I had found God, and to share that piece, I wrote that piece while in church. Let me get a little bit of that. how I love you so, Lord. Someone has to know. All my years and tears, you wiped away my fears. And it would be just right if I could live like Christ. If I could live like Christ. And that was that piece, man. There's some poetry that went with it. Go ahead, boy. We go way back, man. Thank you for bringing that up.
And the Pearl Allegra.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Autumn? How you doing? Doing fine. Justin, you know, all y'all dynamic folks.
Hey, Autumn.
You know? Yeah, I've been listening to y'all for a long time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that motivates me when I listen to poets, I'm a fan first. You know, I'm always a fan first. I'm never a spitter first. I'm always a fan. I'm always in that room of admiration. I love to hear people, you know, and I get motivated. I feed off that energy.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Otto. Let me ask you this. Because we're talking about writer's block, being in a slump and things of that nature. You being a freestyle artist, how does that affect you? Do you find that it's hard to spit a freestyle piece? Do you get into a slump? I mean, because it's not writing. You're not writing, but do you get into a funk when it comes to that?
In the beginning, I was. When I was just freestyling like that. You know, you always have to have a teacher. You also have to have a leader to help you, you know, when you're transitioning to, you know, writing and to freestyling. And that was Beast King, who helped me out a lot, gave me encouraging words, and I would follow him and see how I could become a better freestylist. But it took some time for me to be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah. My brother, I miss him dearly. He had a way of schooling us, teaching us, and bringing that part of us that we don't think we possess creatively, and that's being a freestyle artist. You know, yeah, shout out to our brother, that King, man. I miss him dearly. Let me ask you this, man. I'm ready for you to share something. Now, I don't know what your motivation will be, but I'm ready to hear something. Are you ready to spit something? I need to be touched right now.
All right. I'm going to call this fresh air. If I could take you there to that special place, if I could just put a smile right on your face, because too many days you have put yourself down, but I need you to look up in the sky. You see, don't be afraid when it comes to that place where it may seem kind of hard. This is a challenge of time. And right now, you don't need to even give up. Right now, you need to have more confidence in yourself. You see, I need you to have a life that nothing can ever stop you. You have put yourself down too many times. And it stops right now. It stops. Because believing is so intriguing. You come to this path before. Yeah, I said the name of the poem, but I guess I must have forgotten. But I guess, like, in this day of not fighting back, it's not an option. You have to remember who you are. By far, showing that smile on your face. Remember this day. Life is like the daily bread. You will get ahead. This is a change in times. This is the block that can never stop you. And remember who you are through adversity. Yeah, remember who you are because you just graduated right now. This automatic, charismatic, deliverable engine, 10 years in the wall, and far being dry.
Wow. My brother, I must say this to that. I love that because it made a lot of sense. It wasn't just spitting. It had thought to it, and it had meaning, and there was a message in that, and I took it personal because I can relate to what you were saying. I love that, man. I love that, and that took a lot of thought. Let's go to Miss Pearly.
That was beautiful. You know, Otto, I've been a fan of yours for a long time, and I, you know, y'all freestyles make me feel a certain kind of way because I want to do it, but I get tongue-tied. I get stuck, so I can't continue to let my words flow like that unless I write them down, and even then I have to read them over and over again in order to retain it long enough to fit what I have. And it's something that I look up to that's what I look forward to. Like we were speaking on earlier about us as creatives living up to a specific image that we have created amongst our audience. This is what I come to expect. And every time, you never disappoint. That was a really, really nice piece. Jess J?
I heard the encouragement within the poem. I heard the friendly guidance in the poem to put your expectations for that person. I heard a lot of you in there too, bro. This was a good poem, Otto. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to say, you know, everything – this trial and error and everything. Everything takes, like I said, I mean, I couldn't freestyle overnight. It takes some time, but it's like I just kept working through it. I kept working at it. And the thing is, before you can lead, you need a leader. You know, you need a leader to help you lead. You know, so you can become a better leader.
All right.
And that's what I had in my life.
It's truth in that. Hey, well, look, you did your thing, man. And like I said, it was worth hearing. And it was beautiful, man. So I want to thank you for sharing that piece with us, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, stick around.
Take care, Otto.
We're picking up. All right. Well, Mike, one love, my brother.
My love, my mic.
That I like that. We're going to open up our mic to the next caller, which happens to be Lady A. Lady A, welcome to the program. What it do?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's everyone? I think this is an interesting topic tonight.
We're doing good. And what's your thoughts on it?
Well, as far as having writer's block, I I guess I can say I agree with Danielle, because if I don't feel it, I just don't write. I don't force myself to write. If it's not there, it's not there. And, you know, you can't write when you don't have that freedom. And the other part of it is that I feel sometimes, like, when you're writing about personal experiences or personal feelings about an experience you've had, you run the risk of either stifling yourself because you don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings, or being criticized for even expressing your feelings. So it's kind of a get caught between a rock and a hard place, I find.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I have a... Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I was going to add to that, as we're writing, censoring ourselves instead of just being true.
Yeah.
Just being true. And like I say, when you're writing for yourself, when you're writing, you know, not with the intent to share this piece, when you just want to write, when you just sit down and write, try to uncensor yourself. Try not to censor yourself. Be free with it. No matter what the topic is, no matter what it is, you know, just write. Just write. And if you don't feel like, if you can't get it out, do what you said. Let it go. Let it go, poet, and give yourself some breathing room. Stop forcing stuff. Acknowledge that.
That's probably why I hid my poetry for over 20 years. I never shared it with anybody because of that,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't feel I had the freedom. I had the freedom in my mind to put it on the paper, but I didn't have the freedom to share it with anybody because, you know, they might look at it as stepping on somebody's toes. But, I mean, if you're having pain because of, you know, a loved one or something's happening in your family, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to be true to yourself, you know.
Let
Absolutely.
It out. And one of the greatest ways of letting that out is putting it to pen. You have to get it out somehow, you know.
Yeah.
Do not isolate yourself. If you know, owe it to yourself to at least write it out. Even if you
don't
fit it no place, just to write it and get it outside of yourself. Don't censor yourself, especially as a poet. You know, when I became a poet, that's one of the things that became my motto, and that's why I changed my name from, which was L-E-L, the spiritualist, to for real, the poet. I decided to keep it real, not anybody else, to keep it real with myself.
Yeah.
To keep it real with myself, okay? So therefore, you know, I speak up against, you know, for the betterment of myself. So when it comes to poetry, move the fuck out my way. Don't stand in the way of my pen. I had to say it that way. Don't stand in the way of my pen. If anything, my pen gonna speak before I do. Okay? Got me kind of hype right there. Got me kind of hype. So, Lady A, I'm going to let you share something that you brought with you. Do you have anything to share with us?
I do. I don't know if I'm going to get through it or not, but I'll try. It's pretty much what we're talking about tonight and putting it down on paper. Oh, man. I wrote this 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, forgive me for not having a... Okay, this is called No One Speaks.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Physical, emotional, and verbal abuse, a lifetime of pain, scenes played out in her heavy hand, her target, she could peel the skin off me with her words, heartless, selfish, and mean to the bone. I left at 21. Some things never change. Abuse as an adult remained the same. Emotionally drained, I became estranged. 10 years of hate reigned. I committed my life to break the chains, to be the mom ordained. Songs, books, loving looks, kisses and hugs and warm mittens and love. Be open and clear. Provide a safe haven to listen and hear. Ask hard questions. Have a poker face. Let nothing shock while inside you're screaming, what? They sit, still they sit and maybe snuggle. I protect them when they struggle. Divorce, anger, resentment. One-sided stance followed by blame entirely laid at my feet. Silence. No one speaks. Pull up the carpet, sweep feelings, anger, and heartbreak under. No one speaks. I coax, try and try again. It begins to estrange them, enrage them. Fast forward 20, 30 years, anger festers and boils over. Attacks to my person. My good intentions filled with love, wanting to help them express suppressed emotions. In the process, I express my own. They say, we don't care how you feel. Passive aggression, all those years of anger and no expression, infected, infested, impaired, unable to rid the fury, speak out, disapprove of me, attack, reject, left out, birthday bash, baby's birth, baptisms uninvited. The fuck you, she said. Cannot face her own hate. Toxic talk from another said, they forget my love for them. Nothing said, nothing done without my love-filled heart. They are blind, angry, and can't see. We need to love again. Come back, curl up, quietly speak and close your eyes and remember. Rid yourselves of anger, embrace now and forever. In peace.
Lady A, you know what? I don't care how long ago we write pieces like that. When you write a piece like that and you can spit it with the emotion in which you wrote it, it does something to me. It was a sad piece. It was. It was a very emotional piece. And something in me wants to say that I love that piece because I can relate to that piece. And I did love that piece, although it was hurtful. It was hurtful hearing it. But you know what? It's supposed to hurt me hearing it. I'm human. And I felt pain all up in there. And I can relate to so many of the things that you said within that piece. Wow, you had to have me, I mean, just a lot of things. I felt the pain, and I was supposed to feel it. So you did your job. Yes, Jay.
Lady A, you did this piece, and you got up under this piece. I started taking notes when you first started in, so I can go ahead and give you some feedback. But as I started listening to it, I went ahead and stopped typing, and I was like, you know, this right here is a great performance. I know this is a hurtful time in your life, but apparently you've gotten some resolve with that because the way you're doing this piece, you're in that place and you're still safe. This right here was a stellar performance, young lady. You knocked this out the park.
Thank you. It's my only way of dealing with it is writing. And I've had to put privacy parameters on my poetry where I have it at the site that I have it because my oldest goes in there just searching for something to shit on and pick on and pull apart. And then everybody gets on the bandwagon. So, and even with the intentions, with it filled with love, they still don't see it at all. And it's very difficult right now.
I say that some won't understand. Some won't understand. Some won't be in that place that we're in. I can't. Miss Pearly.
Okay. You know you're my diva.
Yeah,
I got enough love for you. I love you too, baby. This piece is very, very emotional, and it pulls really, really hard at the heartstrings. And your emotion that you don't hold back when you spit it really breaks down through those walls that some of us may have up. Wow, you got me a little stuck.
Thank you.
You know, all your pieces, I'm not finished, baby, wait a minute, listen. All your pieces are very heartfelt because you put every bit of you in it. And I can hear your heart is completely full. And you want to share in it with someone and some place. And it's hard when you don't have that, when you haven't found that again yet. But I promise you this, you will. You will. That smile is deep inside you, baby. So you keep on giving us your poetry and keep on giving us you. I love it. And I love you, baby.
And thank you so
that's
much.
Right.
Love you, too.
That's right. That's
you guys
right.
Are,
that's
are,
right.
Thank you, Jay, too, and for real.
Hey, no problem, love. Keep on writing and keep on sharing. Okay, dear?
I will. I will for sure, yes.
All right. Let's stick around for her to pick up your pen, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Take care, Lydia.
Yo. I had to censor myself for a minute because that piece is, and I don't want to say that piece. That is more than a piece. That was given life. Like I said, I can relate to that. And the past where I come from, this is, like I said, why I changed my name. And I'm at this point, and I don't want to give off no bad advice or anything like that, but I simply say shit like this. I could give a fuck about somebody else's feelings at this stage in my life. Okay? Especially if the people are out of my life and don't want to take part in my life. And if the only life that I have is in my pen, you can kiss my ass. Maybe the motherfuckers need to hear the truth. So unblock that shit so they can see it. Maybe they can feel it. I simply, ooh. Sorry.
I feel that though, bro. I feel that.
Motherfuckers need to know the truth.
That's right.
So if the only way you got to breathe is through your ink, let the motherfuckers see that shit.
Yeah.
And they got a choice. They can give you a hug, give you some of their heart, or they can kiss your ass. I just had to get that off me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I love it.
No.
Stay the fuck away.
What
I'm
they
just
say?
Saying,
what they
the...
say? Tell them how you feel, son. Tell them how you feel.
Mm. Woo, right, calm me down. All right, woo. Okay.
I love it, bro.
Welcome to the Soul Cafe once again. Hey, if you want to call in, spit a piece, you'd be a part of picking up your pen. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. And you're at For Real, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe. We're going to go to our next caller. Chapson B, hi, the host of the Kings and Queens Quarters, ladies and gentlemen, Queen Edrina. Welcome to the show. Queen Edrina?
Edrina, you muted.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I was.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I was, because I was over here. I was really feeling that piece, Lady A Spit. You guys, this show has been off the hook. The words of advice alone are just epic. I'm just feeling everything you guys are putting out tonight. Hey, Justin. Hey, Diva.
Hey, lady.
Hello, everybody.
Good.
Yeah.
I guess you can say I felt it too, a little bit.
I see, Justin. I definitely see.
What's up, Diva? What's up? It's great to hear your voice on this night. Thank you. I want to thank you for pulling me out of retirement. It was your fault. You and that poetic guy.
Hey.
And for allowing me to take up some of your space, the king and queen's quarters. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. I guess you've heard us going in tonight. We were talking about being in a slump as a writer. We were talking about writer's block and things of that nature.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really caught up right now, really feeling emotional right now. It's shaking from
the
poetry that I've just made. And you know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
And I like it. I like being transparent. Mm-hmm. I like being emotional sometimes. I like letting it out because here at Epiphany Radio, we have many, many shows, okay? Very, very, a whole lot of different shows, wonderful shows, funny shows, sexy shows, hilarious shows, consciousness shows, all kinds of shows. But very seldom do we have a show where we get to really share who we really are, the other side of us, a side of us that we keep to ourselves. I like to know what's in the mind of my poetic friend over there. What really motivates your pen? What moves you? Sound, vibration, pictures, whatever, you know, sadness, sorrow, happiness. I like, you know, so we get to do those things right here, you know.
Right. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So what part of what you've heard tonight would you care to delve in? Would it be the writer's block, the slump, the emotions? What would you like to share?
Well, I just want to start by saying that the advice that you guys gave earlier really resonated with me, because I think that a big issue that I face with what I think is writer's block, it is just a lot of times it's being honest enough to say what I really feel and, open enough to accept that honest version of myself will not be rejected, because it is such, you know, we really delve into our own. I know myself, a lot of the things that I write that maybe I don't necessarily share as much lately, and that I haven't been writing because I'm kind of scared to explore that side and share that part. It's just because you kind of scared to share such a deep part of yourself with other people. But I think that what you guys said about writing those smaller pieces and, going against what is expected and what's just automatically going to get you that positive feedback or that, you know, that encouragement, or, you know, you're not going to automatically get that outside encouragement, but you still have to look for that honest word inside of yourself. And sometimes you'll turn around and that honest word will be exactly what resonates the way you expected it to when you aren't trying so hard.
Exactly. And you never know what you share. We're holding it in, but you never know what we share could touch somebody else that's been holding it in as well. You know, when Lady Aerie shared that piece, who would have thought that?
Yes.
I mean, it would be relatable, that I would relate to it, that I can get something out of that, that it hurt me probably like she was hurt her damn self. You know?
Absolutely.
So you never know.
Anyone going through having adult children can definitely feel it. Exactly. That's true. Yes, you never know who's in that. You know, that which is like unto itself is drawn. You draw your own energy. You draw those connections to yourself. But the only way that you draw them is by being an honest version of yourself. And I think that delving into that honesty and just accepting it It doesn't matter if it is accepted by those people that are around you right now. They represent the vibration that you're seeking out. And if you're honest enough to share that, you'll find that. And I feel like that's how I found you guys. Just by honestly sharing and being more open and transparent. And then it's like, okay, well, it resonated with a group of people, and that, you know, brought me closer to them. And that group of people encourages me on a daily basis to push past my boundaries. And I feel like, you know, that drew itself together in a natural way.
That's exactly right. And it strengthens you. It makes you, it makes you stronger. Don't let nobody, like I just said, move the fuck out of my way. Don't stand before my pen. Don't stand before my pen. If anything else in this world, my pen will always speak. It will always speak. If that's the only thing you have, make a motherfucker move out your way. You need to hear this shit. You need to hear it. You need to feel it. And that's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Don't let nobody stop your voice. And that's that.
See, this
key.
Is why you needed to come back from behind the curtain, because we need this encouragement. We needed our leader to stand up and put, you know, put some stank on it, put some respect on it. I totally understand. Right. This is why you need to be here. We needed this.
Well,
we needed you out here showing us how it's done. For real, for real. For sure, I feel it. All right, we have. That's how I feel about
it. Well, thank you, Adrena. I got mother knocking on my door and everything.
Wow.
So, well, thank you for being transparent. And thank you for sharing and letting it out. Like I say, don't let nobody stop your pen. They can stop us from doing a whole lot of things. But when a motherfucker got control, I got to stop cussing. Hold up. But when people try to stop us to the point of expressing ourselves, I got to calm down. I'm feeling it. I am. Because I don't play that. I've lived that life being a people pleaser and allowing things to happen. But the one thing you will not stop my pen. I'm telling you, don't let nobody control your thoughts, your emotions, your anything concerning moving your pen. Let them hear it. Let them feel it. And let them see it. This is what you've done to me. And it's undeserving.
I'm feeling that. I needed that message today. I needed that word. I thank you. I really do.
We better let you go ahead and express yourself, girl, because it's just hot up in here right now. Somebody help me, Miss Curly.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
Ooh, okay. Well, you ready to express yourself, babies?
Yes, I am.
Let me give it to you like this. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right. I've been writing this piece as I've been listening to you guys, just because I lost my daughter, and I'm trying to speak more honestly about how that feels to me, and that's been really difficult. So this piece is kind of like a way of me opening up that part of myself to begin with, a starting point, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. They should have met me before you left me. Back then, colors seemed so vibrant. Even my blues had silver linings. Had the world more perfect timing. You'd like to caught me really trying. I wish they could have met me before you left me, taking with you the best in me. Making do with what's left of me and do a over a hope for the future. I used to believe I was complete until you took the missing piece. I look for you now in small things, no bigger than pictures, in the places I never used to allow my eyes to wander, in the silk masterpieces of spiders, the kerfuffle in a congregation of ants, the leaders in a murder of crows, the first leaf in a wind dance to take flight. I remember you there in a way that escaped me in your presence. It's a part of you that I forgot to acknowledge before you left me. This may be the sweet and the sorrow of parting that Shakespeare warned us about.
I look for you in the small things. When bigger seems a mastery and misery, I feel you in your pictures. A sensation of missed embraces, a tingle in my senses like phantom stolen moments. It's a forever ago that makes me swallow, but I can't wallow here in the known. You're gone. A sentence punctuated in a declaration that makes me feel you in your pictures, like missed seconds and second chances. These fixtures remind me of your missing, a feeling that I wish I could outrun, the way we did our youth, the way I did the signs. The folly is all mine, mind melding into images, reminding me, rendering me seas and salt, the likes of Lot's wife, a cultivated existence where we live on in your pictures, in place of the grief, my old friend. I feel it seeping in, insidious, akin to the sudden sight of an unkindness of ravens, suddenly darkening out the horizon, blotting out the sun, ushering in a coldness in a room full of warmth. You settle on my bones, a frost around my heart. You settled on my shoulders like an old familiar scarf, a hug around my neck with a strangling effect that reminds me of the shackles that my third great grandpa met. The harder that I pull, the tighter you seem to get, and I'm starting to remember just how dark it's going to get. You're an old familiar friend that introduced my hand to death. You chained one foot to self-loathing and the other to regret. Then you filled my soul with apathy. How quickly I forget that the rules of reciprocity give us how you get. I feel you in your pictures. It's a sweet and the sorrow of parting that Shakespeare warned us about. I look for you in the small things, when the mountain is too much to hold on to. They don't tell you that it hurts like the first day every day, like the loss of a phantom limb. The hurt never seems to end, reminding me, remembering never stops hurting, central to every day. The trauma is a handicap on the soul. The soul never ends. We grow on. We grow old. We grow cold. We grow comfortable in its presence in the room. We silently scream for understanding, willing ourselves to live in a world which we never wanted to envision. You are not missed. You are urgently missing, necessary in every new moment that you are missing from. I feel you. I feel small, limbs heavy like wind-weary branches, center off kilter, storm more difficult to bear now, roots polluted by the too much self-soothing, disguised as retribution. This is a leeching of self-indulgence. This is how we drown, wallowing weak, shrinking, breathing into images, the folly of continuum, anticipation of new beginnings. They should have met me before you left me. Back then, colors seemed so vibrant, even my blues had silver lining. Had the world more perfect time, and they'd like to caught me really trying. I wish they could have met me before you left me, taking with you the best in me, making dua with what is left in me, and dua over the hopes for the future. I used to believe I was complete until you took the missing piece that leaves me living on only in pictures. That's it.
Wow.
My sister. And this was written right here while you were listening. And I would say that vibration and emotion guided that pen. I'm like so in awe of your pen. And it's more than your pen. It's what we were talking about right here, where you let go regardless, not looking for hand claps, writing from a place that's deep and inner. I, too, suffer from that pain. And I'm proud of you because even with me, it's so hard for me to write about my loss. It opens a gate and it just takes me to a place of hurtfulness that I'll never return from. The pain is still there. The pain is still there, so I salute you. Let me pass this mic to Miss Pearlie.
Thank you.
Whew. You know what, Queen? For real, you too. I can not fathom losing my child. But I know the loss of a loved one and that pain, y'all got me emotional. That pain never goes away. Your heart just builds up a tolerance for it. I wish I could say it does go away, but it won't. It doesn't. It never leaves us because of the bond, of the connection, of the love that we have for them, because they were a part of us. They came from us. That piece, y'all got me. I'm trying not to break here. Y'all got me emotional. That piece was so heartfelt, and your emotions were in there, and I felt you trying to keep control. Whew. Oh, have mercy. Y'all getting to me tonight. You know how sensitive I am. But I love the piece, and you know what? I commend y'all for coming on here and giving pieces of your heart like you do with these poems. Because I know it's not easy. I know it is. It when a piece of your heart is taken from you like that, it's so hard for one to face it and then to speak on it, to put it out there and share it with people. I commend y'all for that. I love that. I really, really do. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, young lady, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
This poem right here, I absolutely love this poem. I love this poem because this poem is digestible. You were very responsible with this. You know, sometimes people throw trauma poems out there for shock value. This right here was very plain. I can't believe that you wrote this while we were in here, which apparently means you didn't listen to none of the show.
I did.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
You had talked about partying in this piece twice, and you had mentioned Shakespeare also. You said looking for you in the small things, but you had said that I can't wallow here. Feel you in your pictures, and you said the folly is all mine. And you also talked about her living on in the pictures again. That was a reoccurring thing with here. But you had talked about something that was very it was cold. And you actually said, you know, you talked about the cold. You talked about the cold settling in your bones, and then the shackles and the rest of that. You know, when you had took me into there, I was just like, I was being drugged right along with you. But like I said, this was very digestible. I like the cadence that you use with this. You know, you were in this poem, but you weren't out of control within this poem. If you had been out of control in this poem, people would have been like just looking at you. You know, do this thing here. You had total control in this poem. I'm glad you did this poem. Then you talked about the hurt. And you actually, in one of your verses, you had likened the hurt to being like a phantom limb. When people have a limb removed, the place where that hand should be at, or that foot, or that leg, or whatever that should be at, it hurts right there. It hurts that distance from there, too, because your body still thinks it's attached. You said we're willing ourselves to live in a world we never envisioned. You were going nuts in this poem. You were going totally nuts in this poem, and you had control the whole time. And you said, this is how we drown. Oh, man, you were killing me with this piece. This piece was so dope. Hey, I'm really glad to see all the progression that you have been making. I think a piece like this last year would have tore you to shreds even before you got past the first paragraph.
Right. That is true. That's very true.
Oh, my goodness. You've been moving by leaps and bounds, lady. This was a nice piece.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys. Oh, man.
Hey, let me say. Hey, Jay, that was awesome, man. That was awesome. Because when you reflected on what she gave us, it only, like, added to what I was thinking. She said so much in this piece that was relatable to me and my story, my pain, pictures. I have been unable to look at a picture. Like if I went on Facebook and my son's picture was there, I would quickly come off the page. I would quickly, because of the pain that is attached to the image of him. I've only recently begun to do that. So I know how that feels, you know. I'm so serious. So much of what you said polarized me, you know. But it gave me strength to be able to one day to actually sit down and write my true feelings. I've tried to write pieces, but they've always been cut short because of what I go through. I need to find another word because they're greater than pieces. They're not pieces. They are, but they aren't. If it's a piece, it's a piece of us. It's a piece of us. It's a strong
piece of us.
You know, I could give a damn about a hand clap on this type of expression. Put it that way.
Right.
Just as well as Lady A's expression. You know, this is true expression. This comes from a place where this is what, if it didn't bring you to poetry, this is what will bring you to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This type of writing, getting it out. Therapy.
Right.
So I appreciate you really going in. I mean, I told y'all I wanted to feel it. And for sure, if y'all don't think I'm feeling this stuff tonight, look, y'all got me cussing up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I really dug that. I love that. My sister.
Thank you.
Let me just say to you,
I
need you to get your breath. I need you to catch your breath. And I want you to stick by because we're about to pick up our pens, okay? We got Miss VIP coming up next. And after Miss VIP, you're going to get into some creative writing. And that's that piece.
Perfect. I'm here.
One love, one mic, sis.
One love, one mic.
Take care, lady.
I'm trying to keep it together. To my brother, how y'all feeling right now?
Man,
this is bonkers.
I'm a little emotional. I'm trying to hold it together. You know how sensitive I am, but I love
you.
It. It is therapeutic. Very therapeutic.
And this is what I want. For people to have a place to come to where they can really, really, you know, let's do something a little different. Like I said, we can get a hand clap on the other show. We can polish off our stuff on this and that other show and this, that, and that. But let's, you know, have a place where we can really put it out there and be different and be, you know, share with each other truly our creative side, what moves us, our thoughts, you know, poetry and life.
Absolutely.
And it could be dark, but you know what? You can still find love in that peace. You ever heard something so dark and so hurtful or whatever, but you like, that was dope?
Yep.
I mean, come on, that was dope? Is that something you would say? You as poets understand what I'm saying, and I'm glad you do, without us having to break that down. Just like I say, Ladies A piece and Trina's piece. You know, I almost hate to say I like that piece. I mean, but I love it. I love the expression. I love the emotion. I love it all. You know, when you can make somebody feel what you wrote or what you're trying to express, it's a gift, man. Let that shit out. Let's go on to the next caller, y'all. Let's open the mic. Aha. I'm sorry. I see you, T. Let's open the mic to Miss VIP. Hello, Miss VIP.
Well, hello, everyone.
What even is the name of this show? I forgot.
Soul Cafe.
Yeah, thank you, darling. They got my mind all over the place. How you doing?
Yes. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm wonderful, darling. I'm wonderful. Say hello to Jess J and La Perla Negras.
Well, hello, Jay. Hey, Diva.
Hey, Diva.
So, Ms. Diva, we're going to start here. I know you've been listening and you've been responding by way of chat. You have been responding by way of chat. I know you're feeling the atmosphere tonight. Where would you like to begin?
I am.
Where would you like to begin? What touched you? What would you like to touch upon?
First of all, the pieces tonight, they got to me too. And it's just, you know, the price of love is grief. You know what I'm saying? So we get it out. We get it out any way possible. And, you know, and I just want to say that as long as you can tell stories about your loved ones, as long as you can remember them, their spirit never dies. So that's what I want to say, because I learned that in a way that I have, you know, in my loss. My Viva says, I can never, ever say how you feel because of that great loss. However, you know, as long as you can talk about them, they're still here with you. So that's what I hold true to my heart. But now in the way of writer's block, I think I've had a lick of it, but I think what happens is that life gets in the way. And then when you think you have time to write, then something gets in your way and it never occurs, or you're in your feelings at the moment and just can't get it out. But eventually it does come out. So, and I really like the way, for real, that you express yourself, because sometimes people got to be read. You understand what I'm saying? They have to be.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah. So, like, they're like, well, Dad, you may know you felt that way. Well, guess what? Now you do. Because I don't hold anything in. So it comes to this. This is how I feel. And then you love it or you leave it. You like it or you lump it. So
That's right.
That's
right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
So at this time, my beautiful friend, do you have something that you would like to share with us?
I do. I made this piece up a while back, and I forgot that I even wrote it. And I left it untitled because it's just things that I've learned, okay? So if you'll allow me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I want to say, tell the truth. Always to yourself be true. You don't ever have to lie, even when you think you do. I'll say, while everyone is hanging out, work and be about the works of the Lord. If you're not a believer, be an overachiever. See, in this life, it's not what you do. It's who you know, it seems. Whatever you do, don't ever, ever let go of your dreams. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Don't puff yourself up. Always show humility. I'm trying to school you. I want you to be better than me. I need you to know it's okay to cry. You still have loved ones? always show love, give flowers while they're here, not when they die. Don't always buy what you want. You may end up begging for what you need. You say your life is in shambles? Take heed. Live by the golden rule, but don't be a fool. By the way, despite the fact that Black Lives Matter, the world isn't kind. So be careful. Don't be blind. Stay on top of your game, or you will be left behind. And that's that piece.
Oh, my. Oh, my, you talking some stuff up in there, sis. Let's go with Jess Jane.
Hey, VIP, how you doing, lady?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. You talked about not letting go of your dreams. You also, this was directed. You said, I want you to be better than me. You also talked about flowers. You know, don't give them too late. You know, in which most of the time we do end up giving flowers too late, the person in past. And you also talked about if a person's life is in shambles, you know, be careful, not blind. You know, you were going through here and we were doing this like Proverbs. A lot of times with Proverbs, you read a verse, and then the verse after that will go ahead and give you the proverbial lesson. This is a nice piece, lady.
Oh, thank you.
Caprile Negras.
Eva, you already know how I feel about your pieces, and this one I seriously agree with. Never give up on your dreams. Your hope, okay? Dreams are where our reality comes from. If not for dreaming, we wouldn't be able to picture what we want and make things the way we want them, to have them. So I love this piece. I really, really do. It was beautiful, and the encouragement in it is so, so important. You know how I am. Okay,
so
yeah,
keep striving,
never give up, never give up. That was beautiful.
Absolutely.
Thank you for real.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is what I'm talking about. You know, I love that piece. I love every facet of it. I love it when, you know, we are transparent. Even in the transparency where we are, giving it to someone, you know, pieces with messages, heartfelt thoughts. You know, some people need to hear certain things. And like I said to Edmina, you never know who may need to hear that experience or that thought or that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody move in front of your pen. I'm trying not to cuss. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. Just keep it real. Let's keep it real. And I just love that piece, Ms. VIP.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, and stick around. Stick around, darling. We're about to turn things up, okay?
All right.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one
mic. Okay. I'm laughing for a reason, y'all. Because I just feel it in my bones that I have to do this. I'm going to have to take somebody and drag them up on the stage. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And they know who they are. I'm going to have to drag them up on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cuffy Petty. What's
Cuffy
up?
Petty.
Hey, baby. You going to stop trying to evade the microphone. What's up, baby?
Steve,
I had to
do it. First of all, let me sing my song. Okay.
No, you go ahead and sing your song.
First of all, everybody, I want to let you guys know I'm boycotting the whole retirement thing. So if you guys want to participate, let me know. And then we're going to get something going, okay? Second of all,
the song that I was singing
in the back chat was Don't leave for real. See, look.
Make me sick.
Thank you much. Literally,
they said with their chest.
Y'all make me sick. Hey, I told her in the back channel. I said, "Don't let them hear that." And she was like, "Why?" I said, "Cause they won't let me go." And I thank you. It's just like what we were talking about, though. Because this does feel good, and for real, that tonight it brought something out of me that I can't even explain. I forgot how it felt, you know, to really express yourself truly without, because, you know, it's more than a show when we do this here. We're opening the gateways to our inner selves, you know, and I forgot how that felt. And it's therapeutic. And so I can understand why you guys say what you say. It's just so funny how we feel about ourselves and what we do. We don't see ourselves sometimes, T, like we see you and what you do within the community. Okay? So I'll be saying the same thing to you. You know what I'm saying? And I hope, matter of fact, speaking of you, I hope you got some rest. And got yourself re-energized. I said you need a space because you don't listen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you.
Okay,
you needed
myself. Okay, check this out. Yeah, I have not been sleeping, and Jared knows. And so, yeah. Oops.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Oops.
Okay, see what I'm saying? So spotlight is on you. We want the best for you. We want you to get that rest that you need, that time away, because you do a lot. And when we do a lot, it's simply called, what I told you, Jared, what it's called, you know?
Burnout.
You can't. Burnout. It's called burnout, darling. And you got to fall back. And we just, it's the same thing when you're trying to write. Burnout, fall back, darling. We love you, and we want the best for you. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to say this to you before we let you go. I just had to hear your voice. I was forced to bring you in here because I kept feeling your energy. Your energy is strong, okay? So before you go, is there any part of the show that you would like to touch upon? Yeah, well, I felt that gangster
energy.
That's why I had to get gangster. That's why I had to get gangster and bring you in here. So, is there anything you'd like to share before you, while the mic is yours?
No, not necessarily.
I'm not talking about a piece. I'm talking about anything. Anything that you heard tonight that you want to touch upon?
Absolutely. I totally agree with everything that's been said, especially about the block, the writer's block.
Yeah.
I've experienced it, and I honestly just recently, and I was sharing with Jared earlier, that I just recently started, you know, exercising my pen again. For whatever reason, I kind of sort of just paused. I felt like I needed to pause for a bit because I never want to sit there and put anything out that's not, that doesn't have a message, that doesn't, you know, really ring true and stuff like that. I don't want to be that person just to be sitting there spitting, just to be spitting. So,
right.
You know, I'm very careful and calculated about the things that I share.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. And I
so
think
right
that,
now,
I
yeah.
I want to say this about that, and I'm saying this to my boy as well, Jared. We, as people, as poets, have to learn to accept that pause as part of the way. We have to learn to accept that pause. That pause is there for a reason, and not just for poetry, for our lives, period. We have to learn when and when not to sit the hell down, when to put our pens down, when to put a lot of things down. Ms. VIP talked about life being a distraction. But in fact, when life is the prescription, that's what we're going to write about. Sit back and live it, and you'll have something to write about, right?
Absolutely.
So we have to accept that pause as part of the method. That pause is part of the method. You just can't keep going on. Sometimes you got to stop before you can move forward. You got to drink what's in the cup. Stop filling it up while you still got a half a glass.
You know? Right.
That's the whole thing. A lot of us don't want to accept the pause. We got to keep going. Sit down, get some rest. Certain person, certain people, get that rest. Take that break. It's okay. Write a piece about the break, piece about life after you, while you're living it. It's hard to write a piece about life when there's no more in your breath. So anyway, thank you, T, for coming up in here. Thank you for being here. All right?
Thank you.
That's that piece. That's that piece.
And I'm still boycotting.
You know what, T? I'm going to boycott your page, too. I'm going to ask everybody to enforce you to get some rest. If we got to restrain you, you know, to your bed.
Oh,
Lord. Just get some inner peace. You might not need rest. You might just need inner peace. Find that. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, I receive it.
Yeah.
I do receive it.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to go into the portion of the show we call Picking Up Your Pen. I need a sound effect or something for that. Let me do something real quick. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. We're going to have to give you an instrument, bro. You didn't play an instrument. We're going to have to give you an instrument. You're going to be a part of the band. We're going to unmute everyone for this portion of the show. We have 90 minutes or 90 seconds to call in if you're listening by way of Onlinetry. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. If you want to continue to listen in on the program, you need to call in. Once again, that call-in number is 319-527-6300. All right, we're going to unmute everyone here, y'all. Welcome aboard, families. Automatic Charismatic, Lady A, Queen Adrena, Miss VIP. Hey, how you doing, Johnny? Hey, Boopie. I see you. Let me know if you want to be unmiked by putting your hand up. But good to see you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the portion of the show that we've been missing because we'd be getting into the poetry so heavy. I didn't even know the portion that we got into was going to go as long as it went. But trying to be, what's the word? Trying to be strong when it comes to that part. I'm going to look up these phrases, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to thank my brother for touching me when he didn't know he did through a conversation that we had. This whole show is dedicated to that, Jess J.
That's huge, Big Bro.
So thank you, man, and for allowing me to share that portion of conversation with everyone else, because it is, like we say, you never know who else is going through a similar type of situation in their lives, you know. And we as poets, I think we go through that reoccurringly. And then sometimes we forget until we put it in our consciousness that that pause matters. Just like that pause matters in a piece that we write. When you take a pause in a piece, depending on where you put that pause at, it matters. And I think we talked about that at some point on the Soul Cafe before as well. Pauses matter, y'all. When you take your time, it matters. When you slow things down, when you pick things up, when you raise your voice, your cadence, when you change your voice and your cadence, these things matter. But more than anything, a pause matters, y'all. And sometimes in life, we have to pause. You got to stop the room from spinning. Y'all got me preaching tonight. Okay. I pulled up the old phrase tablet. And I think I want to start off with something lighthearted, something stupid, something nonsensical. Ooh. I don't think y'all ready for that one, though. Yeah, y'all wasn't ready for that one. All right. I'm reading it to myself. Y'all want to do something real stupid?
Why not?
Okay. One in Rome.
All right. All righty then. Okay, get your pens ready. Here goes the first phrase. The first phrase is the word. It's just a word, and the word is parole. Parole.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like out of jail?
Like when you're locked
or
up.
Parole?
Yeah.
Okay.
That jail parole. Parole.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That should be easy. Second phrase is snot hanging from your nose.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Really?
Well, y'all agreed to it.
No problems I see here.
Oh, where's Ms. VIP? Ms. VIP, get your butt in here.
Yes, V.
Ms. VIP. All right, I'm sorry, darling.
Yes.
I had left you out.
Okay.
Let's say hello to Janice. Hi, Janice.
Hey, Janice.
Hey,
Johnny.
Hey, what's good?
I'm going to leave you. You can leave yourself. You're not going to mess with you. Y'all don't mess with it. All right, so.
Boogity.
The second phrase was snot hanging from your nose, okay? Now, this is the third phrase. Don't judge me. The third phrase is butt plugs and a sundress.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Plug
the word
or
parole.
Singular or plural.
Exactly. Butt plugs
okay.
And a sundress.
Sundress.
How can I get that in a sentence?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want us to start writing now?
And no, there's a fourth phrase.
Uh-oh.
I still love you. I still love you.
Oh, boy.
I don't see how you couldn't.
All right.
So now
give me a minute.
Now put them all together. It's parole, not hanging from your nose, butt flaps, and a sundress, and I still love you.
Yes. This will be a love piece.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord.
Romance. Mm. Make
oh
it
boy.
Sappy.
Oh
Let
boy.
Me find a song. Somebody's writing. Somebody's cheating. Who is that? Lady A, is that you?
No.
Okay.
Not me. I'm just eating pretzels.
All right. Pick up your pens.
Darling, I find myself
All right, all right, all right. Put those pens down. Put those pens down. Somebody still writing? Trina?
Trina? I'm here.
I hear you, Ms. VIP. Ms. VIP still writing. I knew it was her.
I am not still writing.
Ms. Pearlie? Ms. Pearlie? T. LaShell? Jeff J. Lady A.
You know I wasn't writing that.
Yeah.
Miss T. LaShell, I know you wrote in your mind. I know you wrote it within your mind. You was thinking about it. Johnny,
what I wrote?
Oh, we ain't messing with Denise.
God,
we ain't gonna mess with
Johnny. That's what it sounds like. So, yeah, no.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Automatic Charismatic. I keep forgetting that he's here. He's probably snoring, y'all. You know how he do. Okay, we're going to start with Lady A.
Oh, okay.
Lady
Alrighty.
A, the mic is yours.
Yes. Here's what I got. You're finally paroled. Oh, it's cold. Snot is hanging from your nose. Changed. You're not the same. I in my sundress and your butt is plugged. It's what jail does, but I still love you.
Oh, Lord. That was kind of short. Let me get somebody else. Somebody speak on that short piece.
I was scrambling.
Well, I'm trying to get past the butt plug. It's supposed to be butt plug, not your butt is plugged. But it was still fun.
Yeah.
But
you changed it up.
Taylor, you let her know how it's supposed to go.
I'm going to need to deduct 2 points from that for you doing that. Okay.
Uh-oh.
But it was good. It was short. We're bringing back the point system. All right. That was okay. It was short, but mine is short too. But okay, who's next? Let's go with Miss Queen Edwina.
I thought she was going to say somebody else, anybody but me. No, okay.
No, you don't need no
right.
more time to see.
Okay. okay. All right. It's so weak. Okay. They should have thrown you in jail for all the things you stole. They should have thrown away the key and gave you life without parole. I have lost all control of my body and my soul. Now I'm standing at your front door crying with snot hanging from my nose. You have made my life a mess, left my heart under arrest. And I'd like to say that I'm this way completely under duress, but you walk me here in baby steps. This wreckage was premeditated. It shouldn't have to be this way. Someone should come here and look at the mess we've made. It didn't even start this way. It started with a date, butt plug, and a sundress while you ate me like food on your plate, but I still love you.
Yeah, just Jay.
The goat. Okay, she is the goat.
She's the goat. That was long. Just say what you think of that.
Oh, I thought that was pretty dope, you know, especially the placement of the plugs and everything.
The placement of the plugs. Okay.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna feed into that placement of the plugs. All right. We go Miss VIP.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I still love you. Really, I do. But you violated your parole again. Left me crying. With snot hanging from your nose, you begged me to stay. I agree to hold you down. But how can I love you when you're not around and I miss your touch? Damn, you won't be on parole until when? I don't know if I can wait that long. I'm crying harder, and you was not hanging from your nose begging for me to stay. It's hard to love you while you're not here, so far away. I still love you, though. So I'll visit you wearing a butt plug and a sundress, loving you until you're on parole.
And I won't find anyone new, this I promise you, wearing my butt plug and a sundress. And I took my side clothes.
You know what? She cheated too. Ooh. Her and Gina, her and Edwina cheated. They cheated together.
No, 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 no.
Y'all cheated.
The butt plug got me. I'm like, oh my lord.
Yeah, I think everybody got stuck on butt plug. All right. Mm-hmm. We're
right.
Gonna go.
That's
okay, I know y'all this is the moment y'all been waiting for. Coming up next is our very own Miss Pearlie.
Okay. All right. When they told him that he made parole, he couldn't hold back his emotions, and they came out in his tears following the snot hanging from my nose. Knowing I would actually see the love of my life again was almost unreal because I still love you so. The day he was released for his parole, I couldn't run past the gates that kept him from his freedom fast enough. Snot hanging from my nose was flying everywhere. We hugged tight, and he said, "You know how I love butt plugs and a sundress with no panties, baby. I still love you."
That's the picture.
Goodness. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yo.
Woo.
Wow.
Yo, that was nasty. Adrian, what did you think of that? What did you think of that, Adrian?
It was good. Wow.
Thank you.
That was nasty.
Some of us have to like that plug.
Okay. I know.
Oh my lord.
Oh, y'all in for a special treat. Y'all in for a special treat because I know how this one turned out.
Okay.
Jess J. All
right. I remember it just like it was yesterday. Our love was splayed against the heavens. In the skies, my eyes would write your name like airplanes. I'm putting on my Sunday's best, going to see Bess. Today she getting off parole. I hope the body's still cold through the fence we speak. You crying, it's not hanging from your nose. I got you a sundress and some butt plugs, a battery, and some jumper cables, a katana and some marijuana. After all this, I still love you.
Yo. All y'all nasty.
That's my love, y'all. Don't be laughing at my love.
Katana and some marijuana. Jumper
cable.
Bug plugs sometimes bug plugs. Sometimes bug.
I had to try to hide the bug
plugs
and by putting a bunch of other stuff on top of them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like yeah, the right, jumper cables, a katana, some marijuana, and some bug plugs.
Oh,
yo.
Oh,
okay. I'm not gonna mess with you, Shanice. I know she's sitting there scared to death.
She okay. Got it written, man. Let it go.
So this was mine. It's very short, because I took my socks off. Parole. Maybe I'm coming home. Let the gates to heaven open wide. I hope you got them butt plugs and sundress on. We gonna make love till the snot hanging from your nose, cause I still love you. And that's that piece. And that's that piece.
Hey man, I find it kind of funny we both took that prompt to heaven.
Oh yeah. You know, like mine, think alike, I guess. Except for the jumper cake.
Right.
Okay. All right, so that I just thought that would break the ice from all that wholehearted sappiness we did in the earlier part of the show. All right, okay, Stank Rough, or How I Love Him, if I okay, you don't want to do that one. Okay, let's do something sappy. Let's see if I got something sappy here. Okay, here we go, y'all. We're going to do some real love. We're going to do some real love. Okay? The first phrase is, where once we, the second phrase is, in a place of forevermore. In a place of forevermore. And the third phrase is, I keep your kisses locked away. Use those phrases in those orders. Where once we, in a place of forevermore, I keep our kisses locked away.
Wait a minute, our or your?
I keep your kisses. Which phrase are you talking about?
Yeah, so I your keep your term. Kisses locked away, or keep our kisses locked away. Because you say
no,
our and your.
I was distracted. I keep your kisses locked away.
Okay.
Pick up your pens.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Interesting. Pick your pins up. Pick your pins up. Let's see. Where will we begin? Let's start this time with Jess J.
I knew that was coming. All right, here we go. One day I walked through a field of flowers and picked the most beautiful one in the realm. And she was arrayed in softness and colors, and the colors and softness spoke to my heart. I fed her and gave her all she needed in our small house, where once we resided to our last days on this earth. But you left me alone, and now I keep your kisses locked in a box.
Wow. Okay, my brother. I thought that was beautiful. I kind of think you're cheating, but I have to ask you, where do you have, let me get the line, a line above and a line after in a place of forevermore.
Oh, crap. Mm-mm. I missed that one. Good ear, man. Oh, and it's sitting right there too, man. I'm looking at it.
You sitting right where you was gonna put it?
Yeah, I seen where I should have had put it, boss.
Do this. Give me the line above and the line after where you were going to put it.
Where we resided in a place of forevermore till our last days on this earth.
And that's where I thought, that's where I expected it as well. Let me ask you a question, and if anybody has a question, what was your motivation for this piece? How did you decide to start it?
Man, when I was listening to the Tony, by the way, bro, your music has been off the hook tonight. I'm talking about the intros and everything. When I was listening to the Tony song, it started traveling me that way, and I had went that way, and it was sounded kind of whimsical or whatever. When I started it out with the flowers, though, I had got stuck because I was like, dog, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to go ahead and snip this flower and then take it home. Then people like, the flower's going to die. And it did. It did. Oh, it worked.
Funny, bro. I'm always interested because personally with me, I just started with whatever words was in my head because I couldn't take too much time. But anyway, that was dope, man. I thought that was nice. Anybody agree?
It was nice.
That was nice. Okay. We're going to go to Miss Pearlie.
Okay. Where once we loved in the place between nowhere and everywhere, in a place of forevermore, is our treasure chest. And I keep your kisses locked away through infinity, so only the angels can give us whispers of our past as the reminders of the love we shared for and from lifetimes ago. Yes.
Oh, I need somebody to talk about that. Mm-hmm.
Did I hear the time and space?
Wait a minute.
Oh, loved in the place between nowhere and everywhere. In a place of forevermore is our treasure chest.
Okay. You kind of cheated on that. That was kind of cheating.
Can I say something?
Everybody's cheating tonight. Okay, Ms. Pearlie, we're going to move to your diva, Ms. VIP.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Where once we were in love in a time and space, in a place of forevermore, I found I still love you. I keep your kisses locked away in the deepest recesses of my heart, hoping against all odds we'll never part. See, it wasn't the sex. It was the way you touched me. Where once we frequented in a time and space where our love was fragmented in a place of forevermore. I again found I love you so much. I keep your kisses locked away so only you can find them. You put me together again. With you, loving you was everything. We withstood the rain. That's that piece.
Okay. I need somebody to go in. Just Jay.
I like it.
Are you with us?
I like the way it moved. Yeah, I like the way it moved around. I like the softness. I like the way that she was kind of leaning into the whole situation. That was nice, VIP.
Thank you.
Yeah. Somebody's cheating. I know who it is, but I ain't going to say nothing. Trina. What you doing, Trina? Are you muted?
I am muted. I'm sorry.
Back in the way. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
See,
I am not
you.
Still writing. I am not. I am not. I was on mute by
accident.
You couldn't. No.
Okay.
No.
Let's see what Trina got, y'all.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
All right. Okay. This is short. I wasn't still writing, I promise. All right. Where once we were strangers, we've become more than friends. You singed your scent into my skin. You tattooed your kisses into places good girls don't mention with intention. I hold each moment sacred in spaces where secrets never stay. In a place of forevermore that feels like forever ago. I love you bold. I hold like gold each moment like mementos where once we were strangers, now I want you to stay. That's why I keep your kisses locked away, because loving you is my happy place.
Mm.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, I think she got that from off a postcard.
Beautiful.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow.
Oh, yeah, she didn't. She got postcards around the house. Hey,
oh,
go ahead. Okay, I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to deduct nothing from you, but I thought you cheated. All right, that was too beautiful
that
for
was
me.
Beautiful.
You got to mess up.
God.
You got to mess up in that piece, girl, or it's showing that you cheated. All right, let's go on to Lady A.
Yes.
You had
Nueva.
A lot of time, Lady A. I think you were still writing.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Luna Nueva on a winter night, where once we promised to love always. We lived our love until the day you stepped into a place of forevermore. Each Luna Nueva, I meet you and repeat the promises. You wait there for me. I wait to meet you again in a place forevermore. I keep your kisses locked away. Now and then I feel your lips brush mine, your sweet kisses. I keep them locked away until I am in your arms again. Poem.
Okay.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Mm. Ms. VIP, what do you think of that piece?
Well, you know, I'm always a fan of Lady A. And I have been from the dip jump, so she, you know, makes me see things, you know. But that I loved it, no matter how short it was. I did love it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? Everybody's getting down tonight. Okay, let me do mine. Don't judge me. I lost it. Wait a minute. Wherever was a place where we met, a sacred place of need and want, where once we held time in each other as if there was never enough time. And the love we had was in a place of forevermore, forevermore, wanting and longing for more time, for sure, priceless. I keep your kisses locked away in memory stored where once we met in a place of forevermore in peace.
Ooh,
Mm. All right, man.
Only got one moan.
Amazing pieces.
Only heard one moan though, but that's okay.
Yes.
Can you read the first couple of lines again, if you don't mind?
The first couple of lines.
Yeah.
Wherever was a place where we met, a sacred place of need and want, where once we held time and each other as if there was never. Never enough time, and the love we had was in a place of forevermore.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Me too. Golly.
Amazing.
I feel all romantic and sappy.
Yeah.
He is the king of sap.
Oh,
yeah, right?
Here we go. All right. In a place forevermore. Y'all so silly.
That was beautiful. That's fun.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to finish the one we started last week where I cut it off by mistake.
I don't know that one.
We were getting into that one, whatever it was. Let me see something here. Okay. Well, y'all want to repeat the phrases?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait a minute. I never. Okay.
Okay, I forgot what the phrases were. I wrote something to it. Let me see. I still have what I wrote. Slippery rail, slippery as she slid, dripping in the back seat of my. Oh, Honda Civic was one of them.
What was it?
What?
Oh, Honda Civic. Remember that? It was a car.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all want to do that one? So are we going to do that one? I got no.
Yeah, give me the phrases. I wasn't there.
Okay.
I wasn't either.
Who is that second person? That?
I guess that's right there, then.
No, I got a better one, y'all. We're going to do this one. We're going to do this. Memories taste like honey. Jess J, you in the building?
Yep, I'm in here.
Jess J? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I don't see no writer's block from you, bro. I'm not getting writer's block from you right now.
you're getting me over it tonight. Don't worry about it. It might be back tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Okay. Memories taste like honey. Candles.
Wait a minute. What was that? Coconut what?
Scented candles.
Stuff for the same time, but okay.
I got something for y'all on this one, y'all. Coconut scented candles. The third one is yet the lights went out.
Are you looking around your house for real?
Nope. I had to look to see. No, I didn't. My lights are
all right. I'm just making sure.
Okay. I had to double check.
Okay. Did you say yet the light went out or the light? Roll or single?
Light. Light.
Light.
LIGHTS.
All right. Oh. You put an F on it. Okay. All righty. All right. Very good.
Wait a minute. Let me double check to see if the light with the S on it. You're making me sick right now. I can't even find it. Thanks, bruv. That's another one. Yeah, it was an S at the end. Okay.
And it was yet the lights went out.
And this is the trick behind this one. This is the last one for tonight. Add a word or phrase or sentence or something that you heard from the song that's playing now.
Mm.
All righty, all righty. Ooh, I wasn't finished. Jesus. Okay, y'all can stop writing. I hear you cheating. I hear it. I hear it. Y'all still writing. Stop it. Stop.
Okay.
Get the lights on. Open. Okay, I'm cheating. Everybody's cheating.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I had three words left. I'm sorry. I call forthwith. I call forthwith. I was able to see. I had three words left. I'm sorry, I had to get them down.
I call that trauma. That Trump.
Too late. Too late.
No,
after I call forthwith, you cannot call nothing else. All right.
I can.
I make the rules up around here. Okay. Woo. It's something about that song.
I'm
sorry,
she's cutting off so early. That's what I want to know.
That's the same song, y'all, from last week, the week before. Okay, we're going to start with the cheaters up at the top. Lady A.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so not a cheater.
Wow.
All right. In the quiet of my mind, my memories taste like honey. You tasted like honey, my love. Bubble baths in the deep bathtub, lit coconut candles surround us. You got me hooked on you. Oh, baby, you got me hooked on you. Yet the light went out. You left me for all these years to cry. I'm still hooked on you. Oh, baby, I am still hooked on you. On.
Oh, go! That was beautiful, baby.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. We're going to go with Trina. What's the music?
Okay. I didn't finish this one.
Well, end it with, then I took my socks off.
All right. Okay. All right. Let me love you, 100 proof, without reserve and unsubdued. This is not the kind of love you used to. They mishandle you. I want to show you that you deserve a love as bold as you. You deserve a love worth living, and there is no limit to the love I'm giving. Memories taste like honey that he licks from the tips of his fingers.
Oh.
Then I took my socks off.
Yo,
that
was dope, though. That was dope, though. Miss V.I.P.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We were in the bed, if I remember. Memories taste like honey, like your lips. We kissed and held each other close. I told you, there's no limit to the love I'm giving. Then I lit his coconut scented candles and let my love flow. Yet the lights went out. We found ourselves in the dark, but we kept on loving, keeping alive that spark. Tell me you remember how memories taste like honey. Those coconut scented candles were just right. We were laughing and cuddling, then yet the lights went out and we kept going. That's that piece.
Ooh. Damn, baby.
Yeah.
That is, she definitely cheated right there.
Oh my goodness.
She definitely cheated. My nipples are hard. She cheated. We're going to go to Miss Curly.
Okay. Our love making makes memories taste like honey, and the pleasant smells of coconut scented candles and cinnamon apples. The moonlight dances with our bodies as we make our way to the bedroom, yet the lights went out, darkening the path. But you have nothing to fear because there's no limit to the love I'm giving. Come with me, my love.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Jay.
Oh.
All right.
We did that.
Yeah, because. Yeah, keep my eye on that one. All right. Where is she? Suppressed in my cerebellum. Her memories taste like honey. And at night I smell her. In my room, in my sheets, in my tears I drip. She loved coconut scented candles. To burn as we made love. Silhouettes flickering in the flame. That's all I got to take my socks off.
Here we go. Shipwrecked, stranded you and I on a beach full of jet black sand. Alone you and me, yo. Wax washed ashore was a box full of coconut scented candles. Lit, but something in my heart. Lit by something in my heart. I can't even read what I wrote. Something about our fire started. We dimmed the night of stars shining bright, making love by the brilliance of the moon. Yet the lights went out, but not the sparks from our hearts. Those memories taste like honey. Bam. Yeah, I don't know what I wrote. It's like typos, so shit.
You was getting in there, boss. What's going on?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man, I got a lot of typos.
He did the Gilligan's Island on him.
Yeah, did the watch the show. Because you know the sound of the music when it first came on? It was a ship or some shit. Something in my heart.
Yep.
Mm.
Right.
The fire start. I still can't make up what I wrote. Yeah. But anyway, I thought they were some lovely pieces, y'all. Let's go on down the line real quick about tonight and how you guys feel real quick. Let's start with Lady A. We're doing a sign-off. Lady A.
Well, first I want to say thank you for the show, and I also want to thank you all for your encouragement and your warmth and acceptance. I feel a kinship with you. There are no barriers. We're just people and poets. And I appreciated being able to speak my poem tonight. It was filled with emotion, and it was real. And I just really appreciate the safety of the place where I spoke it.
Thank you. Edwina.
I just want to tell you guys thank you for the space. Thank you for the prompts. Thank you for all the amazing feedback and all the great poetry. I love you guys so much. This was a great night.
Thank you. Ms. VIP.
I'm going to concur with Edwina. The topic was very, very heartfelt. It was sensitive. It was a sensitive one, and I love the fact that, you know, like Lady A said, we have a safe harbor here, and I love the fact that we can express ourselves any way we want to. And and the pick up your pen segment was fun, so I do appreciate it, and it's good hearing. It's good hearing you, boss man. It really is.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Miss Pearly.
Y'all know I got nothing but love for everybody in here. I learn from all of y'all. I feel your pieces, your emotions, and the beautiful energy that you bring. And, Larry, you already know. You already know, man. This is a wonderful place to be, and I look forward to more of the Soul Cafe. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Smart mouth. Just Jay.
I got to go ahead and concur with Danielle. I had a lot of fun with y'all today, man. I think that's what been left out of what I've been doing as far as this poetry stuff goes. But, yeah, I laughed my ass off tonight, man. The deep poetry I heard tonight, it was so beautiful. I appreciate y'all for bringing those heartfelt pieces in. those bone crushing trauma pieces, and y'all made them digestible. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Everything was good for real. Man, glad to see you here, even if it's just for tonight. But man, I'm so happy to see you up here doing your thing, bro.
Hey, thank you, my brother. Thank you, man. I'm gonna just say, man, I want to thank y'all for, you know, comforting me and just you know, accepting the Soul Cafe as a program and asking for it to come back, you know, because like I say, we don't often, you know, see in us what others see in us. And I see. And I just want to thank y'all for being here with me on this night, man. I'm feeling good. And the whole thing, this tonight's program was due to our conversation, Just Jay. And but once again, everybody here, man, y'all wrote some deep stuff. Y'all wrote some deep stuff. And at the end of the day, I'm glad that we can all laugh together, you know, and hang out together and feel this vibration and share in the vibration that we've shared together. And that's what means a lot to me as we about to get up out of here and close our eyes. You know, I can actually do that, you know, with a warmed heart. And I want to thank y'all for being a part of that. It's beautiful. And I got much love for y'all. And, hey, love, peace, and hair grease, y'all. Love, peace, and hair grease and more.
Thanks for coming to the rescue, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man. Love you guys. That's what it's about.
Love you,
and till
love
next
you too,
time, whenever that is.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Tommy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Can't wait to get to school each day.